Most of the calls we dial on these demonstrations are dialed deliberately very slowly because we don't want to obscure the sound of the pulsing. Here's a call to a crossbar 1, dialed normally, without pausing between digits, and after the last digit is dialed, you'll hear the last few digits of RP. By the way, did you notice this squeal in the background of the ring? This is caused by a trunk nearby to the one we got, oscillating while idle. Anyway, this next call goes over a direct trunk to a number 1 or 1A ESS, and it's the same communication medium from the panel to the ESS, revertive pulsing. Now these next calls are going to highlight the intercept systems in New York City, and it's a fairly complicated tapestry, which I won't demonstrate every permutation of here. There will be other New York tapes. Also, the intercept pattern changed over the years that we made these recordings. But the way it is right now is that in Brooklyn, Queens, and Staten Island, changed numbers are handled in kind of a unique way. The Bell system experimented with a thing called the SAIS, Semi-Automatic Intercept System. These systems were built by IBM in the late 60s, and only four Bell companies ever bought them. Unlike the fully automated intercept systems that followed, these were designed to work in tandem with and hook into the Bell system's already existing centralized intercept concentrator system. The next call demonstrates a changed number in a Brooklyn ESS office. And by the way, this is a new Brooklyn ESS office. This code used to be panel.
What number, please?
Get me 58467.
Thank you. The number you dialed, GE58467, has been changed. Please note the new number, 745-2305. This is a recording. The new number is 745-2305. Five.
Special operator, what number dial, please?
Get me 58467.
Thank you. One moment, please. Hello?
Yeah?
The number has been changed. The new number is 745-2305.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, there's a lot of things I could say about that call, but let me just demonstrate this part here. This is the sound of the ESS office pacifying the customer by putting on a ringtone until the intercept concentrator answers. That's the ring from the intercept concentrator, which in this case is in the Avenue Y central office in Brooklyn.
What number, please?
The operator is in downtown Brooklyn.
Get me 58467.
Because he said the exchange name, she's keying the number in with a digit 1 in front of it.
The number you dialed, GE5.
That's the IBM system talking. It's located in the same place as the operators. Now, the operator comes on at the end.
Special operator, what number dial, please?
Get me 58467.
Thank you. One moment, please.
This time, she completely leaves the line for a few seconds. What's going on there is the SAIS, instead of talking to Ben, is now talking to the operator. And she hears an abbreviated report, which sounds like this.
4-3-5-8-4-6-7-T-C-7-4-5-2-3-0-5.
Armed with that information, which she just has to remember, she comes back on the line and gives it to Ben.
Hello?
Yeah?
The number has been changed. The new number 745,
etc. Now, the next call demonstrates how a disconnected or unassigned number is handled in the Brooklyn, Queens area. In this example, our Gedney 9 panel sends 7 digits of multi-frequency tones to a crossbar tandem, and then the crossbar tandem MFs to a crossbar 1 office. Of the 2 MF sequences in the following call, you can only hear the second one, from the crossbar tandem to the crossbar 1 office we're ending up on. And by the way, all this MFing is extremely modern and is really only representative of the twilight years of panel. Originally, panel offices didn't MF in the local network at all. Now that's the way standard Bell System centralized intercept works. The only exception here is that when the operator gets the number from Ben, she doesn't look it up, she doesn't check a computer while staying on the line with him. Instead, she leaves the line and hears this.
8-4-8-7-4-2-3-O-K.
Now you heard me mention that that last call could only have been recorded during the twilight years of panel in New York, and that's true. How would the call have gone through before? Well, there were panel tandems in New York. 2 different types. One type is called a panel sender tandem, and we did get some of that on tape just in the last few years that the last one existed. The panel sender tandem was invented years before multi-frequency sending was, so that was not the medium of communication. The medium of communication was something called PCI. PCI stands for panel call indicator pulsing. It's a way of sending a 7-digit number over a wire line using a DC format with 4 pulses of varying polarities and levels per digit. And in fact, using actual recordings of a panel sender tandem, here's what that same call would sound like if this were, say, 1973. After the last digit, our Gedney 9 panel PCIs the number to a panel sender tandem. The panel sender tandem then finishes setting up the route, and then revertive pulses to the crossbar 1 office and cuts through.
The number you have reached is not in service or temporarily disconnected. The number you have reached is not in service at this time. This is a recording.
The first crossbar tandems were installed in New York in the early 40s, and in those days there wasn't any MFing to crossbar tandems. Instead, they used revertive pulsing. Panel offices in New York City continued to neither need nor use MF on local calls until the 1970s. This next call is an example of our Gedney 9 panel using a crossbar tandem the original way with revertive pulse. And it's an amazing anachronism because the call ends up on something which many of you will actually have heard in your lifetime.
The number you have reached, 255-8627, has been changed. The new number is area code 518-325-3583. Please make a note of it. 255-8627 has been changed. The new number is area code 518-325-3583. If you need assistance, you may stay on the line and an operator will answer.
Operator, may I help you? Operator.
That, of course, is the Western Electric AIS, the Automatic Intercept System. And this is one of the newer ones, with Weathercron announcements.
This is Weathercron. We put quality first.
Yeah, right. The first AIS was installed in September 1970 in Hempstead, Long Island, the area where I grew up. Now, in 1975, the voice changed, and all AISs installed from the second half of 1975 on sounded like the one you just heard. This next call goes to one of the older AIS systems.
The number you have reached,
323-3500 has been disconnected. 323-3500 has been disconnected.
Goodbye, please.
Dayton 33500.
Disconnected, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
That one was installed in 1973 in Upper Manhattan, and originally it covered the entire Manhattan area. The announcement machines are made by the Autochron Company. The announcer is Jane Barbie. By the time these tapes were recorded, that AIS was being moved upward to the Bronx in its coverage area, and they had that newer one that you heard before for Lower Manhattan. Now, to sum up the intercept system coverage in New York City at this time, there are 5 centralized intercept concentrators which feed into the 1 SAIS system in downtown Brooklyn.
Okay.
Then there are 2 AIS systems in Manhattan.
The number you have reached. The number you have reached.
And there's also an ancient centralized intercept system in Manhattan as well, which covers only the remaining panel offices and literally had to be resurrected. New York Tel's had to do that with a few things over the years, as we've noticed. Yes, when they first put in AIS in 1973, they thought it could handle all of Manhattan, but they were wrong. They were overwhelmed with changed numbers in panel offices, and that required operators to key the number in. They finally resurrected the old intercept system, put in a whole new operator room, and the concentrator, the original one at 204 Second Avenue, still survives to the day this was recorded in 77. While we're on the subject of intercept calls, let's call a panel number in this same building that is on intercept. Now, intercept in panel always involves a supervision flash, at least in the New York panels it does. As far as I know, the flash of supervision is just a result of a crude way of tripping the ring, and not a deliberate feature. In any case, when the Gedney 9 sender cuts through, you'll briefly hear the ring of the actual line that he's dialed. That ring will be tripped by a device which flashes supervision. Then you'll hear that same ring sound continue for a second, and then that ring is interrupted by the intercept concentrator ring in Avenue Y.
Number you dialed, 748-0000,
is not a working number. Please consult your directory and dial again. This is a recording. Please consult your directory and dial again.
In this example, it takes a long time for the operator to answer the second time. Now, in the mode that she's going to come in on, she is supposed to answer with the words special operator, but she forgets.
Thank you. Operator
194,
Avenue calling.
Shaw Road 8-0000.
Shaw Road 8-0000 is not a working number.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, thousand. In those days, the last 4 digits 0000 were so rarely, if ever, assigned. that probably the IBM people didn't even bother to write the exception into the program to keep it from saying 0000. All of the announcements you've heard in this segment are recorded on magnetic drum. This contrasts with the number readback system, which had the photographic film.
4, 3, 9.
Well, that's it for this segment. I've deliberately not concentrated on the workings of the panel office we're calling from to let you hear it a little bit more before I start explaining it. In the next segment, I'll describe exactly what's going on with these revertive pulse noises we're hearing.